It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now, Tessica Brown is a girl that's been trending for a week and a bit. She was the girl that put Gorilla Glue in her hair instead of hairspray, and it basically super glued her hair to her scalp. She tried to wash it, she tried to shave it, couldn't get it off, had to go and have surgery in LA, leave Louisiana where she lives to LA, and I can confirm it's all worked out.
Great.
So the surgeon, it took a really long time.
I can only imagine how it went, like the process.
And then the first video of her is putting her hands through her hair. You know, back in the day when you had long hair, did you ever tie it up in a ponytail?
No.
Okay. Well, when you do, because it's under so much pressure all day, when you finally take out your ponytail or whatever, you just, you massage your scalp. You're like, it feels so good.
Just relaxes. It's like when you take your bra off at the end of the day.
Right? Yeah. You get it.
I get it.
And anyway, so we're actually going to try and have a talk to her this week.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to try and get her on the show to let us know what happened. But there's another guy. His name is Len Martin. He's also from Louisiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that she was faking it. He thought Gorilla Glue, you know, it couldn't have done this.
Right.
And so he got up on his Facebook page and he set himself this task.
I'm going to show y'all something. I got some Gorilla Glue right here. Super glue real. Myself. I'm going to take it, put it on this cup, put it in my mouth. Then I'm going to be licking and get it off. It's easy. Gorilla Glue garbage. I'm telling you now.
Okay. So he's got a cup, he's put Gorilla Glue on it, and then he's put the cup in his mouth.
Oh.
Not, he hasn't put a whole thing of Gorilla Glue in the cup and drank it.
No, he's just around the rim.
Around the rim and put it to his mouth.
Yeah.
The next post you see is him in the doctor's.
Yeah.
And the doctor looking on to whoever's taking this photo, like, is this for real? Like, are we living like this at the moment? His Facebook post said, I thought that chick with the Gorilla Glue was making that story up, but no, it's real.
Yeah.
I don't know why I tried it. Now they're talking about cutting the tip of my lip off in surgery.
Oh, Jesus.
Pray for me, hashtag Gorilla Glue challenge.
Oh, my God.
Right? Now people are saying, okay, Gorilla Glue is real. We've all done super glue. We've all thought that we've had to super glue something. Mm. We've all taken absolute care and somehow still stuck our fingers together.
Yes.
And it's terrifying. You're always like, every time I use super glue, something gets stuck on me. Yeah. Whether it's the glue to my clothes, my finger to my face, whatever it is, you've got to be so careful.
Yeah.
Now, people are saying, don't do this. He called it Gorilla Glue Challenge.
No,
and people are just cutting it off right now saying, this is not a challenge. No. Don't do this. You're actually going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
But what he has done, he is also on his Facebook page tried to pick up women because obviously the story went viral and people are like, tagging their mates in, and he's obviously checked out their Facebook profile and said, hey, come see me at the hospital.
Oh, what?
You know what I mean? So he's kind of trying to get something out of it.
Yeah.
Also, he's just released a rap about his ordeal.
Like Gorilla Glue. Like Gorilla. If it's up, then it's stuck there. Like Gorilla Glue. If it's up, then it's stuck there. Like Gorilla Glue. If it's up, then it's stuck there. Like Gorilla Glue.
And that's pretty much all I can play of the song.
Remember last year when the guy was skateboarding and he was drinking Ocean Spray cranberry and it was
just harmless, nice fun?
This is just also another huge ad for Gorilla Glue. Can you even buy it in Australia? I want to buy some.
Do you?
It sounds
amazing.
Try
to get you some.
Okay.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Tom and Loggy, and we have Adam from the newsroom popping in again.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm excited.
We need your help for this one. Cast your mind back to the Australian Open in 2020. I mean, more innocent times, weren't they?
Oh, weren't they just? We didn't even know.
No idea what was in store for us. Here's just a little setup of a game that we played with you. Now, this stemmed from you struggling to pronounce a tennis player's name, as always happens, Australian Open, not just with you, but with all of us.
Yeah, it's hard.
You have one go and you move on, is how it works. Yeah. However, we thought, no, let's bring him back.
Fair enough.
And so now, you not only need to pronounce the names, but you need to tell us tennis player or Loggy's wog cousin.
This is a good song, this one.
All right, so that happened last year.
Oh, great.
From memory,
I didn't do very well from memory last year, but
No, you were great.
We got lots of good feedback for tennis player or Loggies World Cousin. So we thought in 2021, let's play.
Is it a tennis player or Tom's Anglo cousin?
We're mixing it up.
I love it.
I've run out of cousins. It's time for Tom's to have a go.
Fair's fair.
Great.
You know?
Great.
We're very equal here, so we're playing tennis player or Tom's Anglo cousin. Same rules apply.
This might be a tough one.
Yeah.
Same rules apply. I will hand you a list of five names.
Yep.
Some will be tennis players, some will be my cousins.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you will need to not only pronounce the name, but tell me, are they a player or my cousin? Okay. Right.
I feel like the pronunciation part might be quite well this year.
Okay, he might go quite well. Yeah. It might be a bit easier. Yeah, fair.
All right, number one.
Yeah.
We've got Danielle Collins.
Danielle Collins. Do you think Danny Collins is a cousin of mine or a tennis
He's
player?
He's just shortened the name too.
I think she's a cousin of yours.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Danielle Collins is an American tennis player, and I shortened the name to throw you off the scent.
You threw me, Tom.
I should have known that.
Good old Danny.
All right, question number two.
Ellie Lecornu.
Yes.
Oh, I got that right. Cool.
Ellie, close. Yeah, yeah.
She is a cousin.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so what the pronunciation?
Ellie Lecornu.
Lecornu.
Lecornu, yeah.
Lecornu. Good job.
Yeah. Well, thank
you. Oh, well, thank not really.
No.
Two pronunciations for two, one.
It's 2 points a player, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So what's that? So you've got three out of
yep.
four possible
three
points.
Four.
Well, this is going to get confusing.
Oh, yeah. That's the fun of this game.
All right. Who we got now? Luke Bambridge, if I'm reading that correctly.
Yep, Luke Bambridge. Yep.
He's a tennis player.
He is a tennis player, again, from the States.
Sounds like a tennis player name.
Yeah, okay.
Luke Berry, if you're just joining us, we're playing tennis player or Tom's Anglo cousin.
Because we played last year tennis player or Logs Wog cousin. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm
so,
doing all right.
So you're
good.
You're five from a possible 6 points.
Yep.
So far, three questions in. Next name.
Number four, Aaron Palmier. He's got to be a tennis player.
Aaron Palmier is a cousin of mine.
Tell us about Aaron.
He lives in Brisbane, and he's on my dad's side.
Okay.
And grew up Jehovah's Witness.
There you go. So that is 7 out of 8.
Fun fact.
So I couldn't tell you when his birthday is, that's for sure.
Okay.
All right. And the last one, Nick Munro.
Nick Munro.
Nicky boy.
He's
bad bustling Nick.
Oh.
He's got to be a tennis player.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, all right, well done. So that total of 8 out of 10.
Yes.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
That's a pretty good score. I'm going to give you the winner sound effect for that, mate.
Well done. Woo. And what do you think of that game, Adam? You're quite...
Well, this round was a lot tougher than last year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's actually, they're easy to pronounce, but...
But hard to choose.
They're such, you know, tennis player names.
Anglo names.
You know.
Basically, anybody I'm related to could be a tennis player.
Yeah.
We'll play again tomorrow. Thanks, Adam.
Cool.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log.
On K-Rock.
I was in the supermarket the other day and I was thinking about this as I was buying something. And I wanted to run it past you, okay? I'm very much on board with shopping local and buying Australian if I can.
Yes.
Right, supporting, you know, the people in our communities and in our country. So, for example, when I'm buying pineapple, I'll pay extra for Golden Circle because I know it's Australian pineapples come from Queensland.
Yeah,
you know,
nice.
So support that local industry, even though it costs me basically double than buying the home brand, which has come from Thailand or wherever.
Yeah.
Same goes with tinned tomatoes. Particularly Ardmona.
Mm.
Yeah, and did you know the Ardmona tins?
Yeah.
Black. Yeah. And they've got the red and the, anyway, and they have the photos of the families.
Yes.
And it's a little story about the families. You know, I think Woolies did it as well for a while. It might have been Coles. With their fresh produce, they were advertising and they were like,
they're
hey,
like, here's the farmer.
Gary and Karen, they live in, you know, wherever, and they make your silver beet. So that kind of gear is cool and I'm on board with that. And there are a lot of businesses that are, you know, that push, shop local and, you know, it's all made locally or it's locally sourced and all that. And I get really excited about that and I'm revved up and I'm like, yes, I will pay extra for it because I want to know that it's helping this family put food on the table, that kind of thing. And it humanizes it for us.
Yeah, exactly. It puts a face to the product.
Yeah. And as I'm loading these doubly priced, although the Ardmona isn't that much more expensive, tins into my trolley, it occurs to me that, and this is possibly a pretty cynical thing to think, but it occurs to me that, you know, there is a possibility that some of this gear is like a marketing thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying in the sense that it's not what it, what they say it is. So I believe that they're Queensland pineapples. Mm-hmm. I believe that you've grown this in your market farm, you know, down the road kind of thing. But I want to know that it goes both ways, right? So you can't come to me as a consumer and say, oh, my God, please buy Australian because that's your business.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time buying the home brand Thai pineapples.
So you, so hang on. So you're saying that from the local business people, you better be shopping local also.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's a really good point.
Right, especially with things being the way they are with COVID and people having to shut down and reopen and modify the way their businesses work. If you're out there saying to people, oh, please shop locally, please shop, please buy Australian because, you know, we need to feed our families or whatever.
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is. Do the same.
Yes.
Do you ever wonder that as you're buying, shopping local or buying Australian product?
I don't, but it's a really good point that you've made because I've never, you know, if people are like, hey, please buy my local stuff, and then you look down, you're like, aren't those the latest Italian sandals?
Yeah, Steve and Wendy, are you buying them? Why are there so many packages delivered to your house from the internet? Shouldn't you be shopping local? Something to think about. Oh, Tom and Long. K-Rock.